Last time on the Order of Podcasters. This woman, Michaela Duffy, fairly new in town, just moved into her dad's place. His name is Jack Duffy. She tells me that she's been seeing ghosts.
So Clint is setting up his recorders and positioning a couple of cameras around on the first floor.
You see, though, painted into the floor are what you would immediately recognize as occultic symbols. You notice that, you know, they weren't able to save the leg through a grant from a generous private organization. He was chosen to have a surgery like 2 months later. It was supposed to restore some movement and such in leg. There are actually two people out by the lake. In the cracks of the glass, you see almost like it's like etched into the cracks themselves, the words, "Find us."
I will take the DSLR around my neck and take a picture with the flash on.
There is a shadow of like a human figure, but massive in size behind it. So large that it is over the doll, and you can only see it by its shadow. That if that is a doorway downstairs, then there might be some kind of like, remnants of psychic energy that kind of act like ghosts, and or there might be something that came through.
Okay, yeah, no, Michaela's not here. Can I ask who's looking for her?
Oh, hi. Oh, hello. Yeah, I was just coming to check on Michaela. My name's Sophia Olivers.
Let's send her a picture.
Yeah,
she recognizes.
She would get it. It's like, I'm not seeing this woman. The lights begin to flicker, and you're suddenly aware of a figure coming from the next room.
If we decided to make a Ouija board, I think this might be a good move. I'm just saying.
I will pick up the shovel. So I've got my sword in one hand, the shovel in the other, and I start walking.
Eventually, you hear the click of the shovel as you kind of reach down into the you grab all of it out, and it is a human bone.
Hi everyone, I am Brian Hasty, and I'll be playing the character of Clint Boglum.
Hi, I'm Jen, aka Dice Jail Jen. Today, playing Augustine Tomlinson.
I'm Rob. I am playing Raleigh Phillips.
Crook's End, Chapter 5. You have found a bone. Are you going to dig?
Yeah, I'm going to keep digging.
Okay. All right. So you will very, very gradually get pretty much all the bones out. And what you see is that's going to be very, very obvious. And it will be more obvious for Clint. What you'll see is a lot of the bones in her legs and abdomen are broken. and it just like lots of cracks, and just the pieces just shattered out. And the same with her skull. It looks like that it has a huge chunk taken out. So what Clint will see in this is that the wound on it looks like she was possibly pinned against something with a car, and then hit in the skull with an axe or something.
I get in touch with Dakota South and tell him that we found the remains of a body.
Okay, well, don't move it or anything.
Bad news about that. We've kind of just unearthed the entire thing. It was pretty important to the investigation because we're pretty sure we figured out however they did it. Looks like she was pinned down by something large, maybe a vehicle, and she was hit in the head with an axe or something like that.
Oh, gotcha. All right. Well, don't touch it further. Just leave it there. And
God damn it! My hands are all over this thing, man. All right.
We'll be out. We'll be out. All right.
All right.
How long? So that letter that we had seen, I have two dates written down. I have April 26, 2013, scratched out March 18th, 2013. Would that be the date of the letter that B signed?
Yes.
Okay.
So he dragged her up here and did this here, I'm assuming.
And that's, we don't want to assume anything, but it doesn't look good. It doesn't look good for Duffy.
I mean, what kind of...
I mean, there was a restraining order and everything.
Can I use anthropology to figure out how long she's been dead?
Or how you were specifically told not to touch those bones.
Yeah, I know, but I'm impatient, so... shit, yeah, can I use anthropology at all to do that?
Can the sheriff show up right as he's doing this? Like, God damn.
Y'all are ways out, so it will be a little while before they get there. And if you were told the date 2013, you would think, you know what, that's probably about right. And
it looks pretty consistent with maybe being 4 years old.
Yeah, three or 4 years old. You'd probably say 3 to 5, right. But yeah, like right in that range.
Okay. Damn it. All right. So it looks like we got three bodies here now. Great.
Okay, well, I have concerns. I mean, I know that he supposedly has an alibi for these other disappearances, but I mean, I have more questions.
Just because the man has an alibi doesn't mean he couldn't have had somebody do it for him.
Or how sure are we of the location where they disappeared? I mean, like, they never did find a body, so how do we know that they weren't eventually taken back here?
Like,
yeah,
I mean, you gotta think that, you know, the ghost haunts where the body is. So
yeah, it's
regardless of whether, you know, they were killed elsewhere and brought here, their bodies have to be here somewhere.
Right. It seems that he doesn't have as tight of an alibi as maybe we thought.
So here's my question then. I mean, he's missing himself, isn't he?
We haven't seen his ghost yet.
No, but, like, what the hell happened to him?
Well, maybe he had a guilty conscience, and maybe he left.
Maybe, but I don't know. Something about that big-ass whatever-the-hell that was controlling that sex doll, that's not human. What the fuck is that? And like, I don't know. There's just like so many questions. I like, We gotta find these other bodies. But, like, what are we gonna learn from them? Other than how they were killed? Like, how is this gonna help us figure out what the hell this other thing is?
Well, if we have a serial killer on our hands who clearly has some interest in the occult, if that basement is any indication, I mean, maybe it's Duffy himself that transformed into some kind of monstrosity.
Maybe. I mean,
so Clint's gonna say, like, why should we bother the other ones then?
Yeah, I think we maybe tip off law enforcement to what we know, and then they can do a proper official search in the coming days.
I think we need to go into the basement, take a look down in there. Like, is the basement floor dirt?
Yeah.
Or is it? Okay. I think we need to do some digging in the basement.
Maybe. Okay. And it was completely bare.
Yeah.
Other than, like, some occult symbols.
Right, in the floor.
So, maybe, like, I don't know, with, like, near the symbols or something.
Yeah, I think we should dig where the symbols are.
Yeah. Let's go in the basement and do that.
Y'all will go down there and we'll start poking around and start digging. There isn't you don't come up with anything. After a while, Deputy South will poke his head in and say, "Hey, just wanted to let y'all know we were here, but we found where y'all dug up those bones, but I think there might be something else you need to see."
All right. And I follow.
Same, but behind everyone else.
You leave through the front door again, and now there's a number of vehicles, and there are a group of officers that are over where the bones have been found, and they're documenting everything and shaking their heads, going, "Why did they dig it up?" But it's like, otherwise, South will lead you through the gate. And through here, the area around this dirt road is just ridiculously wooded. But he will say, it's just up here a little ways. And as you get closer, you will see, like, the tread marks of a car that had gone off with the dirt drive and had kind of sunk into this super wet ground. And you follow these marks as they go into the woods, and you see nestled amongst the trees over there a car that has been crashed. It's a black SUV that's just that seems like it just hit some of the trees out there.
Are the license plate numbers still intact? Plates are still intact?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want to. Yeah, okay. Let's take those plates.
Yeah,
back
can they?
Yeah.
Run that,
law
you know?
Enforcement. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, South will say, "Well, as it happens, the owner of the vehicle made himself even more known than just the plates over here." And he'll go to the side, and there's this a magnet of that's on the door, and it has a picture of a young man in a suit with the name. Mike Romero, realtor, and the logo for Scott Brown Properties, right at the top. And South will say, the vehicle's his. I called their office, and he was coming out here yesterday to take a look at the property. But, you know, Michaela, I remember she mentioned that she's gonna have somebody take a look at it to possibly sell it. He hasn't shown back up to their office or scheduled any showings today.
The crashed vehicle didn't have a body in it, did it?
No.
Right. Look, that Sophia woman that showed up, I got some very bad vibes here.
Yeah.
Something feels off about that. I think you need to find her, question her, because. Like, I don't think this isn't Michaela. I don't think Michaela would do something like this, but, or you know, whatever. But that other woman just didn't like her vibe, man. Didn't pass my smell test. So, man, this is getting weirder by the minute. And I'm just a dude with a sword and a guitar.
We should call Elliot. Elliot said we could call him.
Just a dude with a sword and a guitar.
I do it when I'm nervous. But yeah, we gotta get a hold of Elliot here. It's getting more intense. It's getting a little more serious. Sheriff, I think there are at least two other bodies buried on that property. The ghost of one of them led me to that one.
Yeah, you know who they are?
Well, we think it's Marion Chester, at least, right?
Yeah, Marion Chester, the ones that they might be out by the lake back there, that pond or whatever. The one name, because we did use a Ouija board, the name that we got is Billy, B-I-L-I-E.
Well, I think this is Billy.
Yeah, well, that body over there is Billy, I believe.
Yeah, but I guess we don't know that for certain. I just assumed so.
Yeah, like an ex-girlfriend or something.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we'll look into that.
Thoroughly look, though. I mean, because I think it's possible that there's more, although we think at least these three.
Like just from from the occult studies and like, because to me, you would think that these murderers would be connected with whatever was going on in the basement, summoning whatever it was. Do we have any idea what, if there's anything that, you know, you would need bodies for to summon? Because it seems like it would be something very serious.
There are, there are a number of practices that that groups have done that would have like human sacrifices to summon for some sort of power.
Has that happened at all around here in these parts?
No, not that you know of. And the symbols that you saw downstairs were for some kind of doorway, some kind of portal. It wasn't like an altar for a sacrifice or anything like that. So that's not lining up.
Murders don't seem like they were ritual murders. Right. Like the way in which Billy died, that's very emotional. And we know that she was an ex-girlfriend or current girlfriend, mm-hmm. and there was an emotional connection there. And then the other woman that disappeared is an ex as well. I don't get occult killing vibes here, although I'm not saying they're not connected. I think they might be connected. I just don't know if the motive behind the murders was to summon something. I think it was maybe the other way around.
Did we get any vibe from his house or anything that he had any interest in the occult at all?
Besides the basement?
Right.
Not really.
Is that seen on TV occult?
It is to me. It is to me. You can't tell me that you Duffy don't go
the things there.
Yeah, you can't tell me that you don't go into a store that has an as seen on TV section and you don't buy one thing from it. You can't
vibes from the slap chop.
Yeah, vibes from the slap chop. That is going to be our new podcast series. Vibes from the slap chop. That will be our new review of as seen on TV items, vibes from the slap chop. But like, y'all, I think that woman has something to do with this.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree. And I don't know. I think we were assuming that Duffy put the occult symbols there because this is his place. But I guess we can't know if they were put there after he disappeared or not.
Yeah, that's real. Did we get a vibe? We didn't get a vibe whether they seem newer or older, did we?
Y'all did ask that, It wasn't ridiculously recent, but you do think it was, you know, a few years old.
Okay.
Not 50 years old and not a month old.
So he could have
Because he disappeared 2 years ago.
He disappeared it was 2 years ago now?
I think so. I think it was 2 years, right?
So, see, that lines up.
Yeah, 2 years ago, in 2015.
Man, I'm wondering if he knew this Sophia woman somehow.
Maybe she was drawn here because of the crimes he committed.
Maybe. I definitely think he's a monster of some kind. I think he did.
I have a strong suspicion he's our shadow.
Well, I don't know. Well, he could be, but to be honest, I don't know. That other one just does not feel like it's human at all.
Yeah.
Man.
I definitely don't trust the psychologist. No. And I think we should. No. I think we should call Elliot.
Yeah, let's call Elliot and update him on everything.
I successfully moved Elliot to where he needs to be.
Sorry.
So yeah.
Sometimes life finds a way.
Wow, that was goddamn. Jeff Goldblum just up in this shit.
Elliot will answer the call and say, "Hey, I was just about to call you. I just got home. That Sophia lady, she was watching us when we were out." Doing the LARPing thing, she pulled her car up with ours. She was watching. I tried to confront her on it, but
we think she's involved, man.
Yeah,
we think she's got something to do with this. We found remains that we're pretty sure, are from an ex girlfriend, but. I think this occult stuff has to do with her.
Huh. Okay. Yeah. I'm assuming the deputy out and all.
Yeah. Yeah. They're out here now.
We're gonna keep investigating. There, or leave it to them.
Well, problem is that we got this other thing out here, and I don't know what it is, but I do know that our job is to send it back from where it came from or kill it. I don't think we've done our job until we've done that. So I think we've got to do that.
Okay. All right. I can get back. Are you staying there tonight? Or are you going to go head back out? Come back in town for the evening?
I think we should stay. See if something else happens. Granted, I don't think there's enough sex dolls to throw at us, but that's fine. Well, one was enough.
You haven't explored all the buildings, have you?
No, that's a good point.
Might be a whole army out there.
That's a great point there, Elliot. God damn it, man. You definitely got my spider senses tingling. Yeah, man. Either way, I think we're staying here again tonight.
Okay. All right. I will be back out in the morning. And I'll be able to stay until the end at that point.
All right, man. We'll see you then.
All right. Okay. So y'all have done a lot of digging today. And so it's probably not early still, but you definitely have time to investigate around.
Should we go to the lake?
That's right. We wanted to go to the lake. There's other buildings.
Yeah, I was going to say, or should we poke through the other big buildings first?
Let's go through the other buildings first.
Yeah. Y'all told South you suspected somebody at the lake, right?
Yeah,
you mentioned that to him. Mm-hmm. So
he'll dredge the lake.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay, right,
let's go check some buildings then.
All right, where y'all going?
Which one was the one that we sent Elliot to? The one by right off the little beach
right
there.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's the boathouse.
Okay. Okay. Then I guess
we should probably go to that far that one.
Yeah,
the smaller one.
Well, the smaller one is the shed. I think the larger one is the.
We were in the red roofed one when we found Billy.
That
you were
was
beside
like right
it.
Outs.
It wasn't inside. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. It was right outside.
Did you investigate the inside of it? Or did you just walk in and get a shovel and come right back out?
The shovel's on the wall, but...
So you didn't go
there
in.
There was some ghostly activity that was happening there. There was a door that closed.
You want to start there, then?
Yeah, probably wouldn't be a bad idea. Flashlight. Should probably get one of those.
I bet a law enforcement officer has one.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, let's ask him for a mag light.
I am sure that you brought.
All right, yeah, like
we've got phones, if nothing else.
Yeah, I'll grab a flashlight from the mullet car and then come right back. And I do retrieve a flashlight from the mullet car.
From the mullet and car. Come back.
All right, as you get out there, the door seems to be sticking a little bit, but with a good push, you're able to get it open. And as you do so, though, you kind of look down and you notice that there's like a roll of barbed wire, sitting next to the building. And it sticks out to you because there's a lot of tools and stuff that have just been kind of leaned up against this building and have probably been there for a while, and they all have grass, growing through it, and they're half buried, or they're rusted and kind of tied up in some vines or something like that. But this barbed wire is like sitting on top of the grass, like it's clearly been put there recently.
I don't like that.
Nope.
All right, well, that's all right. One interesting thing to note. I would like to just go to it and check it out briefly before going inside.
Yeah, and there's nothing really different about it. It's just it's what you'd expect, except that it had been placed there recently. There's nothing underneath it or anything like that.
Have I seen barbed wire anywhere around the property at all?
No, you have not.
Because okay. These aren't barbed wire fences or anything.
Right, no, they're not.
That's very eerie. All right, let's go inside the building.
Okay. All right. So this is pretty big building, but very, very, poorly made, and it's just there to provide shelter for all the mostly gardening crap that is right there. It's got some some old supplies for the pool, stuff for the roses. In the middle of it, you see an old and rusty Ford van that's just that looks like it's been sitting there for ages. Like all the tires have rotted out, and it's just sitting on its rims, and it doesn't look like it's worked in forever. And then there, in the back, you see some. Just a few stacks of cardboard boxes. Some of them kind of have the sides torn or chewed a little bit. Or I didn't mean to say chewed right when Jen was chewing, but it's been Jen the whole time.
Damn it!
It was me.
Otherwise, this is just those like old lawnmower. Everything's been here. It like has not moved for ages.
I'd like to take a look at the boxes anyway.
Okay. All right. So inside the boxes, you see just more of what is just very, very clearly Jack's records, keepsakes, more VHS tapes, I'm joking on that. Various things around. There's a couple of things that catch your eye in there, and one of them is a set of old like school work and such. And as you take a look, you realize that it's actually Michaela's stuff, and a lot of it is just she was like very young when her mom took her away, and so there isn't a lot there. It's mostly like drawings and such there. There's one thing that stands out. And it's because it's not coloring and it's not anything else. It looks just like a straightforward piece of paper. And you start taking a look at it, and it is kind of a lengthy description of how the neighbor's dog scared her and would make her cry and seem to want to attack and seem to want to fight. And bear with me.
Would this be from 1992, perhaps?
It seems like it, yeah.
Okay.
And you, Raleigh, you're looking at it, and there is a significant whiff of bullshit on this. Like, this doesn't seem right at all. This seems like she was writing dictation, like somebody was telling her what to put down.
Okay. I will share that with the group. Mm-hmm. And emphasize that, man, that's not something a kid would write, especially a kid that young. So I think somebody told her to write that, gave it to her word by word.
Duffy character, yeah. Less and less as we learn more about him.
Yeah.
The next section you get to, you see some newspaper clippings in there, and it jumps out at you. The first one you see is dog killer jailed, and it has a description of how Duffy was found guilty of this crime, of how he had attempted to shoot the dog and had hit but failed to kill it and so bludgeoned it to death. And there's seems to be like a series of articles in here about this. And the owners of the dog were Cynthia and Maxwell Grant, and one article was more focused on them, and it had a picture of the small dog when it was alive, and and it also has a picture of the two of them, and you note just the way they stand and the way they kind of relate to each other. It reminds you of those two burned people. Every time their name appears in the article, somebody has underlined it with red pen.
Stu like had an anger problem.
I'd like to just call Dakota South and just ask them about these people. Did they go missing?
And he'll poke it you call them like, hey, or are you pick up the phone and call? Okay.
Well, yeah. I mean, like if he's nearby, yeah. Just have him check and see if these folks are missing.
And he'll come by and he'll say, you aren't going to believe this, but they went missing last year, and We just found their car in the lake, and two bodies are inside.
I show this paperwork to the sheriff, and, well, what the hell? You said they went missing last year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He went missing 2 years ago, right?
Yep.
That's weird, man. That's weird.
We did some digging, and a Billy Walker also went missing back in 2014, and she had we couldn't really find anything about her, but her friends said that she had been very, very nervous for several months before she disappeared.
I mean, I believe she had taken out a restraining order against Duffy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let me take a look.
Yeah, I'll show him. I'll bring out some of the paperwork I had seen before with the love letter and the Valentine's card and all of that that I found. I'll hand that over.
And he'll you know, kind of double check on, he says, yeah, you're right. She had taken out a restraining order against him. Said that he had fits of anger. Looks like, seems like she was right.
I mean, unfortunately, yes, not looking good for him.
Yeah, but.
But it,
there
but
is.
This yeah. this does not sit right
it's
with
not
me, man.
It's not quite adding up, but no. it's. It also, I still strongly suspect the psychologist and.
Like.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm open to the fact that he's being framed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To an extent, yeah, I would tend to agree with that. How the hell many bodies are out here?
I mean, it's a big piece of property.
Yeah, and it's kind of a big piece of property.
It's kind of out of the way. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she was very concerned about us poking around.
She was very concerned. She was also, you know, we got word from Elliot that she was watching.
Mm-hmm. You know, and somebody contacted him while he was incarcerated about his leg, and we never found out who that was, right?
Oh yeah.
Shit.
As you keep digging through the records, that actually is the next record that you're gonna find. So good call.
Hell yeah.
You do see records on his you know, from when he was in prison, and he had gotten involved in this very, very, very big brawl, and he lost, and they did nasty things to his leg, and they eventually had to amputate it. There are records there too about the surgery to help movement in range of motion in his leg, and it does have the doctor's name. It is a surgeon named Stephen Barker.
Why does that name sound familiar?
I was gonna ask if out of character, do we know this name?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
the players do, the characters do not.
Right. Right.
Yeah. This is this from last arc then?
This is from the practice.
Yeah, yes. Okay. Yeah. That all right. Yeah, now I got you. Yeah.
I think we also know Sophie too, like Misty met Sophie. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Right. Sheriff, this individual, do we know where this surgeon is? Can you check on that?
Yeah, I'll look into it.
I want to Google him.
Okay.
Like, this is getting wild because it just seems like everybody involved with this dude is missing or dead.
Yeah, it seems like it's something much bigger than just some crazy person doing cult stuff on a farm.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, this is just like, I've never heard of anything like this. This is like beyond what we normally do. you know?
Mm-hmm. I want to Google Stephen Barker and see what I can learn.
Yeah, and the only results that you get, and it's the same thing as Deputy South comes back. It's like the only surgeon I have, you know, in Texas with that name was a guy back from the 70s who worked at St. Christopher. That he helped close down that place, but he's been gone since then. That's he's been missed. So, I mean, he's actually been missing. Shit, guys. Like, everybody's missing on this stupid thing.
Yeah, like, question for you. The bodies that you found in that vehicle in the lake, were they charred?
Yeah, the whole car was. It looks like the car burnt with them in it and then was pushed in the lake.
Shit, man.
It's been a while.
Shit.
I'm starting to feel unsafe here. I don't know if we should spend another night.
Yeah, like I don't feel like it's a good idea to stay out here. Otherwise, I think we're gonna be dealing with something other than sex dolls coming to life.
Yeah, this seems.
As great as that sounds.
And then I point to my chest like, really, it's not. I don't have a change of clothes with me, and I'm just happy it stopped bleeding for a minute, you know? God damn. I tell you, your life changes after you have been slashed by a sex doll with a knife, man. How do you come back from that? But anyway, we're here to do a job. I'm coming back. Let's get into this. I think we need to find that woman.
Yeah.
That Sophia.
I think so. I think she has answers for us.
Yeah, we need to go find her.
So do we pull up a list of like hotels, motels?
Yeah. I think,
or do we check a phone book to see if there's any last names that match up?
Yeah, if there's any Sophia Olivers around. Goddamn. Let's see if we can check a phone book, see if she's in there. Maybe she is, maybe she isn't. But,
it's 2017, not 1995. No one uses phone books. I can Google her number.
Look, I still get phone books. People are old-fashioned.
I like Raleigh using phone books. I like,
yeah.
That feels good.
It's definitely on brand.
Yeah,
I'm old-fashioned. I'm, you know... That's why I have a sword, man. I don't want to use a gun. That's a little too modern, you know? Swing a thing here or two. Lob something
off. Do we have to go find a phone book? Okay, where do you buy a phone book these days?
Just go to any phone booth.
Hey, you know what? Why don't we go to Michaela's hotel?
Oh, okay. That's a good idea. Let's go talk to her.
And see if she's got a phone book in her room.
Or we could ask the front desk.
Because, to be honest, y'all, I'm kind of fearing for her safety at this point.
I am, too.
So let's go see if we can find her at her hotel.
Yeah, so we're
going to get into the... She's got a damn phone book. I need a phone book. Yeah, we're mullet car. Let's get in the mullet mobile.
Time to get in the hair car.
Yep. Goddamn, man, this whole place is a goddamn mullet. That house... It's totally business up front, and what the hell is going on everywhere else?
On the back. Oh my god!
We renamed the whole series "The Mullet Adventure."
Yeah, that's what it is. So,
all right, are we in search of a phone book now? This is what's happening.
We're going to a hotel to talk to a woman to make sure she's safe and to see if she has a phone book in her hotel room.
All right,
Paul's real quiet.
Yeah, no, you can drive into town and. I would assume that you phone ahead since you scolded Sophia for not phoning ahead.
Because we do that. We phone ahead. We are polite.
Okay.
Yeah.
She will meet you out in the lobby, and I'd say, how's it going out there? I thought about driving out, but. I figured you'd call me if you need me.
I don't
Pretty
know
weird, not gonna lie.
I don't know how to say this other than to tell you that we've found the remains of three people on the property.
And counting. Ooh. I bet there's more.
Oh. We also found the vehicle of the realtor that was coming. They crashed their vehicle into a tree. Well, but their body is nowhere to be found.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. We also find in that everybody that has a link to your father is missing. Like, we've gone through records. People associated with him are missing. And the people that own the dog that your father killed, well, they went missing. They were found in the lake in their vehicle. They had been burned and put in the lake.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, we're a little concerned.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I'd say so.
So, I have a question. Did a woman ever come out to your property and start talking to you just out of the blue?
No.
Nobody came the whole time that you were there? For the short time that you were there?
No. Shoot, Domino's couldn't even find me.
I've got a 3 in bullshit detector. Is it going off at all?
No, she's telling the truth.
Okay. There was a woman that stepped foot onto your property, this morning. Yeah. And yes, she claimed that she was your doctor, your psychologist.
No.
So
yeah, that's the Sophia lady that y'all called me on.
We told her about this lady already.
Yeah, but I'm asking again, you know.
No, I have no idea who she is.
Okay. I think you need to get somewhere safe. Basically, I think you need to get the hell out of town, because people are just coming up missing. That kind of fearing that you're going to be next, or you could be at some point down the line.
Well,
do you have some place to go?
Yeah. I have some friends that put me up for a couple days back in Austin.
Yeah, I'd leave sooner rather than later.
Okay. Yeah, I can go ahead and go. When y'all came out, I didn't expect all that. Wow.
One thing that I will say, while I don't think your father was a great man, I think he's partly being framed here. Because you see whose dog your father killed, well, they went missing after he went missing.
Oh, huh.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to lie to you and tell you that my father didn't have it in him to kill a man. I saw what he did to that dog. But, you know, if people are going missing without him being around, then maybe you're right.
Yeah. So, get yourself someplace safe. We're going to go find this woman. We're going to get to the bottom of this.
Also, do you have a phone book?
Yeah, that'd be great if you have a phone book in your room.
Sure. Yeah.
For real?
Well, I guess. Great. I don't know.
That's great.
So, all right. Well, I go and look for this phone book in this room.
She'll give you a phone book.
Jen's acting like she's like one of those like super rich people who doesn't know how normal people live.
Yeah.
Y'all got phone books?
So we're going to look up family name, obviously, and see if there's any relatives, right?
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to go to the front desk, and because I took a picture of the license plate, I'm going to ask the manager to see if anyone's checked in with that license plate.
If they'll give you that information, yeah. You might have to be a little forceful there.
Use some cop talk.
Yeah.
I got flattery and I got bureaucracy. And I also got
flattery. No, make him use flattery. Make him use flattery.
So a young woman is at the front. It's like, yes, can I help you?
Hi, I've been looking to surprise my sister for her birthday. And she's supposed to come from out of town, but she won't tell me where she's staying. And I have her license plate and name, and I was curious to know if she was around here.
Don't you sound like a stalker? Man,
that's not flattery at all. That's
yeah, that's
not easy, is it?
Well, we can't really give out the names of the guests.
Well, why don't we could act in hypotheticals then, you know? Like, could a car with this license plate have been around here recently?
I feel like I'm getting a full picture of how Brian flirted back in the day.
What y'all doing later for the rest of your life?
Yeah, that's not flattery at all. So you're getting nowhere with this.
Well, I have a two negotiation too.
I have a chart I can share with you.
Yeah, share a website.
Right, I'm gonna use some bureaucracy.
I will tell you right now, flattery will work. Bureaucracy will not.
If I decide to call the cops and have them come over,
I'm sure that would work.
Would or wouldn't?
Would.
Okay.
I mean, it's going to take them time to get over here.
But what's the better podcasting, right?
That's
yeah. All right.
Listen, I get it. I've done jobs like yours before. All kinds of weirdos coming in and out. But I can promise you, I'm not one of those guys. I just do you have family?
Well, yeah. I mean, I got a sister.
Okay, and for her birthday, wouldn't you love to surprise her? Like, you seem like a very put-together kind of person. Like, you plan ahead and things like that.
Well, kind of, yeah. I mean, actually, last week was her birthday, and I sent her a text.
All right, well, that's great, you know? Like, you acknowledge the fact that it's her special day, and I'm just trying to do the same thing for my own sister and surprise her ahead of time, just so that way I can give her, you know, a gift as well as, like, take her to dinner, maybe.
Oh, that's really sweet. See... Do you send people texts?
Sometimes I sure do.
Because here's my number.
Well, thank you.
All right.
Hold on one second.
I remember in the first arc of this thing, Paul specifically said, I don't want to flirt with your character. But now it's okay? This is bullshit.
Rob is so close to rage quitting.
I'm sorry, Rob. I'll flirt with you next.
Damn right you will.
Now about name of the license plate.
Yeah, she will check. There's nobody there with that. Are you looking at the phone?
Yeah, I'm looking at the phone book while he's doing that. Is there a Sophia Oliver's in the book?
There's not.
Okay. Is there...
any kind of Oliver's?
Yeah.
I'm sure there is an Oliver.
That's a common last name.
I don't know this part of the world. There could be, like, it could be a very... Yeah. Like, describe the phone book, Paul.
Describe the phone
book? It's a...
How tall is it?
Yeah, it's about yay tall. Small town phone book, so it's got the white pages and yellow pages in the same book.
Yeah,
yeah. It's
a thin, white thing.
It's sort of like a mullet almost.
Yeah. Oh, man. The business is in the front. The party is in the back.
Yeah. So as you are looking, you kind of flip to that page and you look and... the pages suddenly shift into the yellow pages section, and it goes to bookstores, and you see a full column ad for an occultic bookstore down in the main like town square area.
What is the name of this bookstore?
Darn it, I did not prepare for that at all.
Well, that's a weird name for a bookstore, Paul.
Darn it, I did not prepare for that at all.
Darn it, I did not prepare.
That
How long has that been open?
Yeah.
How many times?
Yeah, what kind of hours do they run?
Right.
Seems kind of ramshackle.
It is.
Does it have a name for a proprietor?
Guys, Paul's trying to help us out here.
Yeah.
One time there's this little small town that I visited, and there was a pawn shop. I think it was a pawn shop, and it had the hours listed on the door. And it was like, you know, Monday hours, Tuesday hours. And then on Saturday, it was like, maybe open, maybe not, depending on how we feel, or like something like that. It was like, maybe, maybe we won't be. We don't know the hours. And it was like, yeah, okay.
This is what we're dealing with here. I get it. Right.
It is, yeah, it is Susanna's bookshop. It doesn't have a
Susanna's bookshop.
Hey y'all, you feel like going to a bookstore?
Yeah.
I love books. I love reading. Yes.
And y'all said the phone book was not a great idea.
I did not say that at all. I was
I didn't say it wasn't a good idea. I just said it's not 1995. That is all I said.
I still receive phone books in the mail.
The phone booth rings and it's 1995, Colin.
I received those as well and put them immediately in recycling.
I'm standing outside a broken phone booth with money.
Paul hates communities.
Yes.
Paul hates connecting.
Yeah. Hey, y'all. Since this phone book mysteriously opened to this section with the occult bookstore, what would you say to go into the occult bookstore?
Nothing else we can do right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go to the bookstore.
Only lead.
Let's get back in the mullet mobile.
You reach this location, and you see, even though it's getting to be evening, the door to it is open, and there seems to be a faint light on inside. It's a pretty small place, and it is like overly packed with bookshelves, type place that you have to kind of walk sideways down the aisle. And if somebody's coming the other way, you'll have to decide who's going to leave the aisle first to let the other person by. And it is just a packed, tiny place.
Is there anybody in here?
Just
nod if you can hear me.
Paul, do you intend to finish this tonight?
I was wondering something similar.
Yes.
Just like, I thought we were like almost done, and now we're chasing new leads.
Yeah.
You hear a voice from inside. It's like, yeah, come on in.
Hello.
I'm excited. Augustine loves books. She likes how they smell. She likes how they look. She's just like, the bookstores are her home, and she's just so happy right now.
As you come inside, you see down one of the aisles, is Sophia Oliver's, who's kind of looking through one of the books, and she says, I tried to warn you not to let the house get to you.
It's not the house that got to me, it's you. You kept popping up in my brain the more we looked into things. So what the hell are you doing out there?
Just trying to wrap up some business.
Wrap up some business.
Are Ordo Veritatis, I would assume.
What?
Yeah.
I've never heard. Oh.
Look, there's no point in playing stupid with this woman. She knows a little bit more than we think she does. So, yeah, what do you know about Ordo Veritatis?
Oh, y'all have been trying to, stick your nose into my plans for a long time. Never has worked, but every time I see some kind of pesky fly buzzing around, it's always one of you.
Bitch, what did you call?
I believe she called you a pesky fly.
I'm thumbing a bunch of books, not paying attention, obviously.
You know, we outnumber you in this moment.
I pull out my cell phone and I start texting the hotel girl.
We lost Elliot. Now we're gonna lose Clint.
Look, I'm done playing games. It's gonna end right here, right now. And seeing as how I got my guitar case with me, because I never go anywhere without it, I pull out my sword. I am done.
with this. I am done with you.
Sword. Wow. That's the first time.
I also have a gun, so you know I.
Look, it's like a mullet. Business up front, gun in the back.
I take a selfie, and I send it.
Flint, get over here.
What? Okay. Yeah. Yes. What is it?
All right,
Clint, so, we're having a showdown, man. God damn it.
Oh, is this a woman? Oh, she's the problem, isn't she? Okay, all right, hold on.
Does this mean that y'all aren't going to go quietly?
Do we ever?
We're Ordo. Are we supposed to?
Say the same thing? Well, it was at one time.
Yeah, I'm done with this, and I charge her.
Yeah, okay. I will as well. I will aim and take a shot.
All right, go guns first.
Yep.
Let's see. I still have some points to spend. I am gonna spend 3 points and roll a 2. So does a 5 get me anywhere?
Yeah, the bullet will hit her pretty squarely in the chest. And you have seen before what people in Ordo Veritatis affectionately referred to as Men in Black. And as her body just begins to disintegrate into ash and then reform in front of you, you realize that's what she is.
Do I be like, oh fuck?
And at that moment, a force that you can't see grabs Myron and
Myron's not in this game.
Myron, crap!
Myron's absolutely in this now.
What's your name? Shit!
My name is Raleigh.
Raleigh will grab you, and you feel,
like, hang on.
You feel these massive arms come around you and push you forward, and you are suddenly thrown into what is mostly darkness, and your body hits this dirt floor, and as your head is swimming around, you will see on the on one wall of the cellar at Crook's End these glowing purple lines creating a doorway that you had just come through. Several months later, Elliot leaned over his notes in his study, his mind unfocused and searching for something, anything, that would explain what had happened to his friends. He had grown distant in those days. He did not return to Ordo Veritatis, but he never really left either. His every waking hour was spent searching, knowing he had missed the same fate by a mere day, and feeling guilty that he had. He had a suspicion, but the evidence fit. It was something only whispered about in his circles, something people hoped to be a myth, a fairy tale, and yet everyone knew it was true, the one thing Ordo never had been able to overcome. He had been thinking about them for some time now, but it was today that he was finally able to write the words in his notes. The practice. Seeing the words there somehow made it more real, and he knew it was true. But he had to make sure. He had to return there, to Crook's End. He took his jacket off the back of his chair and went to his car. This has been the Order of Podcasters. theme song by the Techno Funk Boy and is available everywhere you stream music. Additional atmosphere from Sirenscape. Make sure you check them out at sirenscape.com.